Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. When it comes to winter sports and Vermonters, it seems that the longer you stick around here, the more you want to push the limits. It isn't long before you find some daring, crazy sport you want to try. For our next guest, it's something called Ice Cross Downhill, and I'm going to let her explain what this wild sport is all about. Lex Jackson is from Shelburne. She competes in the sport on the Red Bull Crashed Ice Tour, and she's one of the best in the world. Lex, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Thank you, Jane. Thanks for having me.
All right. I assume that many people have not seen Ice Cross Downhill, so describe it for us.
Yeah, it's funny that we're on radio. It's kind of a hard thing to describe with words. But I usually use the bobsled track reference. It's kind of like being on a bobsled course. You're going downhill on ice skates. You're going up to 40 miles an hour. Some of the guys have been clocked going 50 miles an hour. And there's all sorts of different features. There's drop-offs and step-ups and rollers, which are kind of like waves. And there's sort of kicker jumps and wall rides. And there's also three other racers trying to beat you down the track.
Yeah, I think of it as kind of like roller derby and steeplechase on ice.
Yeah, it's exactly like that.
How in the world did you find this sport?
A friend just sent me a link and was like, oh, this is something you'd be good at. And I was like, no, actually, it's kind of the perfect combination of everything I love.
Why? What is it that you love about it?
Well, I grew up playing hockey. I grew up skiing. Now I ski patrol. Downhill skiing is an important part of my life. And I also like rollerblading. And it's kind of a combination of all those three things.
Okay, but most people would say, oh, that looks so cool. Not, that looks so cool, and I'm going to go buy a plane ticket to the next event and compete in it.
Yeah, I think a lot of people think it's really cool, but there's kind of a fear holding you back in this idea that, no, I'm afraid of that. I couldn't really do that.
And you don't have that. That's just not part of your DNA?
Well, I have the fear, but there's, you know, a healthy relationship with fear, which is to say, yeah, I'm afraid of it, but I'm going to do it anyways because it's pretty rewarding.
So what was it like the first time you went out on this track?
It feels like flying. It's a really beautiful feeling. You're going really fast, and when you have that control, it's a beautiful thing.
How did you do in that first race?
Oh, I did pretty badly. Actually, my first ever race, I was so scared. I was like, I had the brakes on the whole time going down the course. It was a pretty intimidating thing, but just having the opportunity to try it out and get a couple hours to practice, it clicked pretty quickly.
Yeah, and that was, what, like 2 years ago?
It was last year, yeah, last winter.
And now you are in the top circuit. You're one of the best in the world. In fact, on points, you're third in the world coming out of this season. That is a really quick rise to the top of the sport.
Yeah, thank you. I think it's you know, I have some technical skills in being able to navigate these features, which, you know, a lot of the other girls are hockey players, and they're amazing skaters, much better skaters than I am. But the downhill aspect is really important, and I have a lot of training in that.
When you say you have a healthy relationship to fear, how would you say that that works in your favor? I mean, you have to be able to go fast, and you have to have the ability to override your fear in some ways, but you also have to be smart so that you can actually win the race.
Absolutely, and I think that's something I learned a huge lesson in this year. At the beginning of the season, I was really gung-ho and frankly, reckless. And I went to one of the world championship races in Munich, Germany. And I was really quite arrogant with my skating style, and I did something way above my ability. And on the practice run before the race even started, I broke my wrist. And that was a big lesson for me, that you can't just go out and give it your all. You have to hold something back, and you have to be conservative and smart, and you have to, you know, skate strategically and not blow up before the actual race.
And then you took that broken wrist to Finland, right? And you competed in the next race.
I did. And 3 weeks later, yeah, I went to the next world championship in Finland. And my goal was just to take it easy and to skate smart, and it paid off because it was a hard course and everyone was falling and I was skating more conservative, and I ended up winning the race.
Lex, how do you, I mean, this is, I guess, an indelicate question, but how do you pay for it? I mean, you're going to Finland and Munich, and, you know, you thought this sport looked cool, so you bought a plane ticket and flew out to a race. How do you actually get sponsored and get paid for this?
That's the goal, absolutely. This year I did a crowdfunding campaign. All my friends and family chipped in. I was able to raise a lot of money on GoFundMe. And yeah, my friends and family were absolutely integral. But hopefully, you know, I'm looking for sponsors. Anyone's listening. That's the goal, is to find a sponsor who would want to chip in. There's a lot of privilege in the sport. It's a pretty expensive sport, so I've been really fortunate to be able to partake.
But you think it's viable? I mean, could this actually be at least a short-term career for you?
You know, it's a tough thing. Being a professional athlete as a woman is not the most viable career choice. The guys, for sure, some of the guys are making their livings off of this, and I think, you know, that's the goal. That would be a beautiful thing. But I do have other things on the side, too. Don't worry.
So you don't get paid for this as of yet, but there must be a purse when you win.
Yeah, there's a purse when you win. You get some prize money for sure. But
so, all right. So Ice Cross Downhill, I mean, this is just wild and very cool. And do you think that it is a sport that's actually viable? Do you anticipate seeing this in the Olympics, you know, in sort of bigger publicity for it?
That is the future look of the committee right now. There's the All-Terrain Skate Cross Federation, and they're in conversation with the Olympic Committee. The kicker is that you have to have equal representation for men and women's in order to be in the Olympics, and that's where Crashed Ice and Ice Cross Downhill is struggling right now, because they're still working on growing the women's side of the sport, which is fortunate for me because it's a good time to get involved. It's pretty easy, you know, if you have the talent to jump right in and be internationally ranked. But until the women's side of the sport grows a little bit more, we're not looking at the Olympics quite yet.
But that idea of growing women in sport in general is something that I understand is pretty important to you.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's super important to me. And I think, you know, there's a lot of girls out there who think this is super cool, and I urge them to go for it and get after it, because you definitely can.
Do you see women holding back when it comes to extreme sports?
Yeah, you know, you got to wonder if there's something biological about that, you know, being afraid, not wanting to hurt yourself. But I do, and I also always admire the women who don't hold back. There are a lot of women out there who are absolutely shredding, and there's going to be more for sure.
You've taken time off college to do this and to through hike the Appalachian Trail. Do you plan to go back, or is this the future for you now?
Yeah, we'll see. You know, one thing at a time.
Lex Jackson is from Shelburne. She competes in the sport of Ice Cross Downhill, and you should definitely check out the video we have up on the Vermont Edition Facebook page. It's of Lex and her competitors. If you've never seen the sport, you'll want to see what this is all about. Lex, thank you so much for talking with us. Good luck next season.
Thank you, Jane.